Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Thursday morning. Missing city councilor's truck last seen traveling westbound. A residential video surveillance camera captured Michael Vignini's truck traveling westbound on McCharles Lake Road, between Whitefish and Naughton, at approximately 5:40 p.m. on January 27. This, Greater Sudbury Police Service noted in a media release issued at 4 p.m. on January 31, is the last verified sighting of the Greater Sudbury City Council member for Ward 2. Based on that information, it is believed that the vehicle and driver may have left the area, according to the media release. Shortly after 5:40 p.m. on January 27, a vehicle matching the description was captured on video surveillance by a local business on Regional Road 55 west of Highway 24. Although it appeared to be driving eastbound toward Lively, GSPS reported that they cannot confirm it was Vignini's truck due in part to the video quality. Officers continue to canvass residences and businesses in Lively and east of Lively heading towards Greater Sudbury for additional video surveillance footage to confirm whether the vehicle was in fact Michael Vignini's, according to their media release. Read the full story here. Toxic drug crisis, complex and escalating, report concludes the toxic drug crisis killing hundreds of people every year and enslaving thousands in addiction is a complex and escalating tragedy, the region's health unit said today. In a formal report on the Greater Sudbury Summit on Toxic Drugs held in December 2023, Public Health Sudbury and Districts said while the crisis occurring nationally, it is disproportionately affecting Greater Sudbury and Northern Ontario. Despite the passion and dedication of many Sudbury agencies, leaders, and citizens, the city continues to witness growing numbers of preventable deaths and human suffering related to toxic drugs, the health unit said in a release that accompanied the full report. Public Health Sudbury and Districts said the best, brains, and hearts, were invited to the table, to face and collectively plan the community's path through and out of the crisis, said the report. The detailed 47-page document is titled, Honoring Voices, Embracing Perspectives, Moving Forward. A summary report on the Greater Sudbury Summit on Toxic Drugs. Read the full story here. NOSM. Family medicine crisis far worse in Northern Ontario. NOSM University is about to launch the 2024 President's Lecture Series, which will focus on the importance of new medical students choosing family medicine as their specialty. An online news conference was held Wednesday to promote the annual event, which is led by NOSM students. The lectures will be held Thursday evening online. Dr. Sarita Verma, the President, Vice Chancellor, Dean and CEO at NOSMU said the lecture series is directed at medical students, predominantly those in their third and fourth year, and helping them make decisions about their career choices. Verma said it is her belief, and the position at NOSM, that family medicine is a valid and much-needed medical choice. I'm really excited about this because, as you know, there is a challenge with physician shortages in Northern Ontario, Verma told the online event. Read the full story here. Science North. Walk on the Moon at Refreshed Space Place. Science North has announced a major update to its space place to reflect the world's renewed interest in visiting the Moon. The initiative, supported by the Canadian Space Agency, is part of the 2022 Exhibits to Engage Canadian Youth in Space Science through Hands-on Experiential Learning funding call for proposals. What this means is the fourth level of Science North is getting a facelift to allow visitors to discover Canada's contributions to space exploration. Existing exhibits on Earth observation, space exploration, and celestial structures will be interspersed with the new and refreshed exhibits, Science North said in a news release. The renewal includes a comprehensive update of the Spaceplace Labs, spotlighting Canada's pivotal role in humanity's return to the Moon through the Artemis program. Visitors will gain insights into contributions such as Canadarm3 to the Lunar Gateway Space Station, advancements in I, and Lunar Rover technology. Read the full story here. Next climate action payment coming in mid-April. After receiving their first climate action incentive payment this month, Ontario residents can expect to receive their next payment in 3 months, on April 15. Payments should have arrived for those who filed their income taxes last year on January 15. Recently boosted by 20% for rural residents, climate payment amounts are $244 for a family of four, $183 for a couple and $122 for an adult living alone. Despite it being a tax, the federal price on pollution is revenue neutral, meaning the majority of people receive more back than they pay, said Nickel Belt MP Mark Serre in a news release. The federal government has set a goal to cut emissions by 40% below 2005 levels by 2030 and achieve net zero emissions by 2050. The feds say pollution pricing will contribute about a third of the total reductions in emissions that will occur between now and 2030. While taxes aren't popular, taxing pollution helps cut emissions and helps fund climate change adaptation measures, the MP said. Read the full story here. Mining industry looks to newcomers to fill workforce gaps. Newcomers to Canada are choosing careers in mining at a lower rate than careers in other sectors, according to a new report from the Mining Industry Human Resources Council, MIR. Yet it's a demographic that could help alleviate widespread labor shortages in an industry that is predicted to need 80,000 workers by 2030 to meet demand, as older workers retire and demand for metals balloons. The national organization, which works with industry to help identify labor market trends and develop solutions, presented its most recent findings during a January 25 virtual presentation hosted by the Canadian Institute of Mining, Metallurgy, and Petroleum, CIM. The report, Support for Newcomer Integration into Canada's Mining Sector, will be available on the MIR website shortly. Victoria Burney, MIR's Manager of Equity, Diversity and Inclusion, said immigrants are underrepresented across roles within the sector. Read the full story here.